This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Allergy season is on its way and you need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Save $200 on the 3-Pack. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code Howie3 to order.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston.
We got to bring in a new voice, a young voice, a rising voice, Grace Curley.
You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. A lot of people on the lines. It looks like everyone wants to talk about different things. Gas prices, inflation, all the things that, you know, are so synonymous with the Biden administration. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, I saw the cut of him not remembering a fairly important historical figure in this country. Jared, can I have cut four, please?
Union Pacific Railroad just announced the purchase of the largest ever purchase of electric locomotives made in Erie, Pennsylvania. In the same plant, by the way, that the guy who turned on our lights built a factory.
The guy who turned on our lights. You know the guy. The guy from that outfit. The guy from that outfit in Pennsylvania.
You know the thing.
So I see that, you know, Thomas Edison doesn't trend every day on Twitter. So you see it and you go, what's this about? And I just assumed that was the highlight of the Build Back Better speech in Wisconsin, which, by the way, Build Back Better is dead. It is dead, dead, dead. It is like all of us after net neutrality. It is a zombie. Okay. And it's all he has. So he's going on these speeches and, you know, he had a mask on and I'm just going to tie this in here because I know we're going to keep going with this conversation a little bit, but he has the mask on and it got me thinking. A lot of people are criticizing Joe because Monday he has the mask by himself walking across the lawn. Tuesday he is, you know, hanging out with the hoi polloi and he doesn't have a mask on. And then Wednesday he's back with the mask. But here's what I'm wondering, Jared. Perhaps Tuesday was a bit of a test, you know, like his handlers, his instructors, his Ron Klains said, we're going to take the mask off him tonight. And you know, when you have like a puppy or something and you say, all right, let's see if he's learned anything. So you let him off the leash and you see if he runs. And then you say, no, wait for the treat. Sit there. I'm almost wondering if they were like, okay, we'll take the mask off and we'll see if he starts sniffing people's hair again. You know, we'll see if he's learned his lesson. And what happened was they took the mask off him and he went right for people's faces. You know, he went like a magnet to people's foreheads. And so perhaps then they thought, no, we got to put it back on. Now I'm wondering if we've all been wearing masks for 2 years just so they could have a mask on Joe Biden just to stop the sniffing. Is that what these masks have been about for 2 years?
I would put nothing past the level of conspiracy going on here.
Well, of course you would.
The hair-sniffing conspiracy. I will 100% buy into that.
Jared.
It's all been one big setup.
That is the most obvious statement I've heard this week. Jared's like, you don't have to convince me to hop on board this conspiracy theory. I'm like, yeah, no, we know this is your wheelhouse, bro. Jared's happy as a clam whenever I bring up any sort of theory. But this was Joe Biden. He's in Wisconsin talking about Build Back Better. I thought that was the highlight, but turns out we might want to start a bingo tournament and just have bingo every time he gives a speech because he really does play the hits. He's not like U2 or Bruce Springsteen. You know how sometimes they come out and Bruce Springsteen will go, all right, I'm going to play all my newest stuff about global warming. And people are like, play Rosalita. No. Joe Biden knows what the people like, and he's like, I'm giving it to you every time. And we're going to play some of these cuts. They're pretty funny. But first, let's go to the callers. You guys have been waiting a long time. Let's start with John. Go ahead, John.
You know, just the things that Putin and Biden have in common, they're both ruining their countries. And, you know, they both fix elections. But I was going to call about the DeSantis comment. Good for Ron DeSantis. I'll take the sensibilities, Grace, over a Ukraine college kid making Molotov cocktails over these Florida pot smokers any day of the week. You keep up the good work, girl.
Thank you, John. It is crazy how sensitive the world has become. I mean, I talk about this sometimes. I could go on Twitter and write, I really love the color blue, and you wouldn't believe, but I get responses like, well, you never considered people who like the color green. Everyone is just needs a safe
racism,
space.
Racism, racism.
Yeah, and everything can be drawn back to racism. And now if you tell people, hey, take your mask off, unless you want to wear it, whatever. It's stupid, but I don't care. He yelled at me. Come on, man. We got to toughen up. How are we going to be a nation of tough guys like Joe Biden and Donnie Deutsch if we keep babying and coddling these college kids? We need tough guys. We need guys who will take you out behind the gym and then punch you right in the nose, man.
If it keeps up this trend, we'll have President Corn Pop in no time.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Thank you for the call, John. Let's go to Nick. You're next on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Nick. Hey, Nick, go ahead. You're on.
Hi. My humble calculations, gas in my little neighborhood of Weymouth since before the erotic bag of oatmeal became the president, 114% it's gone up, okay? Now, that coupled with the draconian, a new world that we live in, hate speech, heard something about Walpole being one of bands, hate speech across the town. We're heading for a new world, and hopefully it's going to change, because they do not care about people. They don't care about the people in the Ukraine. They don't care about the people in the United States. This government is as corrupt as governments can be, and most of them are around the world, and it's pretty sad. Something will have to change.
Well, Nick, you sound like someone who lacks the enzyme to be happy and to understand what great of a job Joe Biden is doing, and that makes me sad for you, because you should join us here. We're all just basking in the wonderfulness of Joe Biden. No, I completely agree with you. And as far as gas prices go, we should play some of these cuts, because everyone, and you know, I read some articles yesterday, and I understand this, that there's criticism that conservatives put too much emphasis on the production of oil and drilling here, and like how much of a difference it would actually make in the grand scheme of things. But there's no question that if we were energy independent, or even more energy independent than we are now, that we would have more leverage, we'd have more power, we could help other countries have more power in a sense. And I think that criticism of Joe Biden is very warranted. But in his administration, they have no interest. Like, I've read pieces in the past about talking about how you could really change this. And Dana Perino, I know I keep, for some reason, she keeps coming up this week, but she does a good job of kind of breaking down Joe Biden's State of the Union address. She said it would have been fine for him to say, listen, we are in a crisis situation. We have to go back to drilling here. We have to go back to, you know, being energy independent. We are going to keep looking for innovation as far as clean energy and green superpower and, you know, enter whatever woke word you want. But, and I'm taking what Dana said and kind of changing it a little bit. But her point was, you could give the green people something and still say, we right now are in a bind where we can't, in order for us to help Ukraine and to be able to level sanctions on Russia's energy sector, we need to help ourselves first, so that the pain that we would put on people if we did sanction this wouldn't be as great. And the Democrats have zero interest. In fact, listen to Pete Buttigieg. This is Pete Buttigieg, who is also in charge of the supply chain crisis. That was a huge roaring success for him. And now he's weighing in on why they don't want to drill here. Cut 10.
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference.
Short-term problems.
Why would we want to permanently solve a problem?
No, Jared. We are not trying to permanently solve problems here. That makes too much damn sense. And by the way, speaking of making zero sense, Biden's energy secretary. Remember Secretary Granholm? She was the woman who laughed when asked about how she was going to help bring gas prices down. She was like, I don't have a magic wand. She laughed like Kamala laughs, you know? Like, she really got a kick out of the question. Well, she is prepping us for something else here. This is a energy transition, cut 11.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition.
Hold on. Pause it there for a sec. We are looking at every single tool except for making any oil or drilling any oil from here. You know, we are looking at any tool except for the Keystone Pipeline. We're looking at any tool except for a tool that would bring more jobs to America instead of overseas. Besides that, we're looking at everything. We are looking at every tool in the toolbox except for anything that makes sense. Except that anything that you might think of and say, that could work, we're not looking at those, no. But everything else is on the table. Bob, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Grace, a little bit off subject, but I read something in the paper today, which I'm sure you've already seen. One of the biggest water carriers for the Democratic Party is shopping the other day, and she's complaining about bacon being $9 a pound. Donna Brazile.
Yes, we played that cut, actually. She was on...
Oh, you did?
Yeah, she was on, I think it was... CBS?
I think it was ABC's This Week.
It was ABC's This Week, and she was talking about, and it was the most relatable cut I'd ever seen from someone in the mainstream media. She was complaining about the price of bacon. She sounded like Howie Carr.
And she's one of the causes of it, you know?
Well, the Democrats really are, you know, losing the narrative here on inflation. And part of that, too, is because they just had Kamala Harris go on with Savannah Guthrie, and she said that we're having tough times. Now, All they need to do first, before they fix all the problems and, you know, solve the world's temperature issues and, you know, go to the moon and find the craters and all that good stuff. First, they just need to get on one singular page. Like, are times great right now or are times tough? Because Kamala's telling us that Americans are feeling the pain and Joe Biden's telling us that we should be euphoric. So which one is it? You know, we got to have a group. We got to have a team meeting. Maybe, Jared, they can have a team meeting when they give Kamala the PDB. Maybe that would be a good time. We have those at work sometimes. We all gather around. Someone brings in donuts. And it would be very simple.
The PDB.
You just say, all right, I think Americans are very happy. And then the next person goes, yeah, I've heard from a lot of people that things suck right now. All right, how do we reconcile this?
Just go to Camp David, have some pre-Mario Kart team building exercises.
You know what?
Maybe a rope course.
Jared, you know what companies love? You know this. Ice cream parties, ice cream socials.
He can. It's Lent. He gave up ice cream for Lent.
Oh!
He's just got to keep sucking.
Piss. Now we've really hit a crisis. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Maybe his brain will unfreeze.
844-500-4242. Before you know it, allergy season will be here. And if you struggle with that season, you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. We've talked a lot about this. It really helps eliminate odors. If you ever microwave something, we have a lot of people in this office who like to microwave everything. All different kinds of foods that smell very different, whether it be fish, Indian food, whatever it is. We just plug the thunderstorm in the kitchen, and it gets rid of the smell in minutes. This is also a great product for allergies, and it's a great product for your basement. Plus, it's a great product for the price, because right now you'll get 3 Eden Pure thunderstorms, which is a great deal. Now, Jared, you talk a lot about allergies. You talk a lot about how the thunderstorm helps you with that, but talk a little bit about your basement, because you have some valuable items down there.
Yeah, I do. I have some, I won't say high-end, but I have some nice collectibles that
I can say high-end.
That I don't want to get damp because they are paper, and the thunderstorm is great for that. And you'd also, if your basement has mold, that's also an allergen, so you want to get rid of that, especially if you have those allergies. So to keep your basement going and keep everything circulating, the air moving, you want the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. You just plug it in, you turn it on, and you ionize the air because it sends out those ions, and that is what creates that super oxygen, which gets rid of any allergens and pollutants in the air, as well as odors and even some viruses.
Absolutely. And other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. But right now you can get this great deal. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. Use code GRACE3 for the Thunderstorm 3-pack. That's EdenPureDeals.com and put in code GRACE3 for the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. 844-500-4242. We'll keep taking your calls on this. We have a lot more sound to get to. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curley. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potatoes.
You'll get nothing and like it.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
Headline on Fox says White House takes questions as Putin wages war on Ukraine. How much you want to bet they ask her about DeSantis yelling at those kids? Do you have anything to say about Death Santa screaming at those children and making them take their masks off and putting them in danger of getting COVID-19? And she'll find the time to give like a really nice clap back to Ron DeSantis. She's unbelievable. She loves the opportunity to pounce on a Republican. But when it comes to other things like inflation, she's a lot more diplomatic. Now, let me explain to you in context what this means. That's the part of this administration that I think drives me so crazy is that the only time they're very confident in what they're saying, the only time they get that arrogance, that swagger back, is when they're talking about Trump or DeSantis. Then they come alive. Then they're like, well, thank you for asking. It's about to be a smackdown. I'm going to go viral on Twitter. Saki bomb. Yes, queen. Everything else, they're like, well, hold on a second. Let me go through my papers here. Give me a minute. It's pathetic. All right, now, I want to play a few of these Biden cuts here, Jared, from the Build Back Better stump speech in Wisconsin. Once again, he's always using his time wisely. He is promoting this dead bill that is never going to happen. And honestly, I wouldn't want him doing anything else, because at least he's staying out of making decisions, which is more than we could ask. Let's first play. This was one of his classic hits. I put on the bingo card. I thought he would do this at the State of the Union. He didn't, but he didn't let me down. He brought it up later at this speech in Wisconsin. Cut one.
The days of having to pull your child up outside of a McDonald's to do their homework because there's no internet in your home and no internet in your region end. We provide affordable high-speed internet to every American, urban, rural, suburban, tribal.
And also, he told, this is a long one. I don't think we're going to get through it here. Maybe we'll save this one for later. He loves to tell stories about Valentine's Day and about Dr. Jill because they're in love, you know? They have PDA, in case you forgot. And in this case in Wisconsin, he told a story about Valentine's Day, but he called it Thanksgiving.
Si se puede!
And I wonder if on St. Patrick's Day, he'll tell a story about Valentine's Day, but call it Thanksgiving on St. Patrick's Day, because that's the route we're heading now. Let's do the poll question here really quickly. Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers, whether residential, commercial, or land. J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who's the biggest virtue signaling hypocrite? The NBA, Nike, or Apple?
I'm going to say Apple.
Apple is polling at 18% in third place. Nike in second place at 26% and 56% for the NBA.
All right. When we come back, we're going to be playing Woke or Joke. It is Thursday. That means Aviva Trattoria is bringing you Woke or Joke. It's your chance to be entered to win a $50 gift card. All you have to do to play is call 844-500-4242. Let's have full lines for when we get back. We're going to be hearing from the Wizard of Woke, and I know he has a lot of great headlines planned. So call in now if you want to play. This is your chance. There's a lot of wokeness out there, but we've got a couple jokes, too. 844-500-4242. Call in now. We'll be right back. This is The Grace Curley Show.
live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. Jen Psaki is live right now taking questions about Russia, about oil, about Ukraine, all of the above. We'll probably have a little bit of that sound later in the show. We also have some really funny clips of pro-mask protesters singing in New York City. We have a little bit of journalism in the news for later.
How do you have sound from that if you can't hear them?
No, it's muffled. It's a muffled song. Yeah, you know, Jared. Jared, you know Taylor. You're a singer.
Yes, we've met.
I mean,
how are you?
Good to see you, pal.
As a singer, it's got to be a pain.
I've never sung with a mask on.
You got to try it.
Nope.
Of course not. I don't blame you. Yeah, we'll play all of this later on. But for right now, it is time for Woke or Joke.
Everything woke turns to shit, okay?
I started a joke.
Ha, 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 ha. Pink haired wokers.
The word woke means loser.
But the joke was on me.
Woke or Joke is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. Aviva has all of your favorite Italian dishes like chicken parm and cannolis made with fresh local ingredients. Visit them today in Wrentham, Malden, Maynard, Marlboro, or Westford. And if you call in and you win, you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card to Aviva Trattoria. All right, the Wizard of Woke is in the building. Are you ready, Taylor?
We've got a very special, pretty much all Russian edition Woker joke today.
Oh, okay.
A lot of Russian headlines.
All right, let's start with Cody. Cody, are you ready for your headline?
I'm here.
Okay.
All right, Cody, here is your headline. Restaurant removes word poutine from menu to protest Putin's war in Ukraine.
That is a tough one. I'm going to go joke.
Should have gone woke. I'm sorry. That's
no!
true. Yes, yes, it is.
Isn't poutine?
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Isn't that a Canadian dish?
It's, yeah, a French-Canadian dish. Yeah, Canadian dish.
It's like French fries with gravy.
Yeah, it's a Quebec restaurant. They are supposedly the inventors of poutine. Le Roy Giuseppe in Drummondville swapped out the popular Canadian dish's name, which bears a similar name to Russian President Vladimir Putin, with the words la frite fromage sauce, or fries, cheese, gravy.
Not as catchy, I have to say. I think poutine rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
Like freedom fries.
Freedom fries, exactly.
Yeah. No, I know, that's what I thought of too, but that's a really strange move because, you know, people, there's enough chaos in the world. Just leave people alone with their French fries and gravy.
The restaurant wrote on Facebook on Saturday, "Very touching to learn that our tiny message of support has made it from Drummondville to Ukraine."
Oh, you are so brave.
Yeah.
We thank you.
You are so brave.
You know, that'll keep the fighters going.
We also, you know what we should get ready for this segment, Jared, is Mariah Carey, hero, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of heroes who are virtue signaling right now. All right, let's go to Mike. Are you ready for your headline, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, here's your headline. DC lawmaker wants Alex Ovechkin's name scratched off the Stanley Cup.
That's got to be a joke.
That is a joke.
Phew.
You got us on that one.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
Oh, my gosh. I was about to get mad up in here. All right, good. Let's go to Jordan. You're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Jordan?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Jordan, here's your headline. Animal shelters report slight increase in return of Russian blue cats.
That's got to be a joke.
That is a joke, oh. Yes.
By the way, that was a joke. That's not true.
You're freaking great sound today.
The suspense is killing me. Well, I was going to say, you can't blame the cats. You know, it's like we're taking this
it
out on the wrong
spies.
People.
Spies, you don't know.
They're just human beings,
hey,
Taylor.
The Russians trained dolphins to retrieve nuclear missiles. Who knows what they could do with cats,
exactly.
Grace?
Exactly.
You guys have too high of expectations for cats. You're both cat people.
Oh.
Cats are, yeah, they're fine. They're clean. I know. Don't tell me how clean they are. I know.
I'm
I know.
Actually not a cat
cats
person.
Are very manipulative.
Ugh, people who have cats don't ever stop talking about how great cats are.
I'm not saying how great they are. They're jerks most of the time.
Yeah,
not my cat.
Do you think they're capable of being Russian spies?
Yes.
All right. Someone's been watching a little too much Disney Channel. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Steve?
Send it. I'm ready.
All right, Steve, here's your headline. EA Sports set to remove Russian teams from NHL FIFA video games.
That's woke.
That is true, yes. Very good.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
Again, that'll keep him going.
So this is virtue signaling.
That'll really hurt Putin. He's losing sleep over that one.
That's what I'm confused about. Like, is this stuff doing anything? And I'm not criticizing it. I understand people are pouring out Russian vodka. A lot of the vodka they're pouring out wasn't even made there. It just has a Russian name. But okay, if it makes you feel like you're helping. But some of this stuff just doesn't seem like it's going to make a difference.
It's not. It's making less of a difference than Joe Biden's sanctions.
Yes, and that's saying something. 844-500-4242. Still tons of time to get on the line and answer your Woker joke, which is brought to you by Aviva Trattoria. If you get this right, stay on the line and you'll be entered to win a $50 gift card. Again, the number is 844-500-4242. We have a few lines open. John, you're next on Woke or Joke. Are you ready for your headline, John?
I am ready, Freddie.
All right, John, here's your headline. University warns woke students that Ernest Hemingway's classic novel Old Man and the Sea contains graphic scenes of fishing.
Wow. Can you repeat that again, please?
Well, we do need to kill some time. Okay. University warns woke students that Ernest Hemingway's classic novel Old Man and the Sea contains graphic scenes of fishing.
Sexy fishes.
Wow. God. You know, I thought I'd get an easy one. I got the one that's most ambiguous. I'm going to say that's woke.
You're very good. You're very right. Yes, that is woke.
Thank you, sir.
Not a joke.
Did you have to read that one in high school, Grace?
Old Man in the Sea?
Yes.
No, I did not.
Jared, did you?
Probably. I never read anything in high school.
I did have to read.
I had to read it. And we watched the movie after reading it, which I said, geez, why didn't we just do this in the first place?
Is it like a Moby Dick vibe?
No, it's much more boring than Moby Dick.
Moby Dick's pretty boring.
Literally, Old Man in the Sea. That's the movie. It's a guy out on a tiny little boat.
So what's so graphic about it?
There's nothing graphic
about it. Does he swear on the sea?
I don't know. It's the fishing that they call graphic because
he sorts the fish by scale color in the boat.
Oh.
He's
just catching the one big fish, and he has to, spoiler alert, if you've not read Ernest Hemingway's Old Man in the Sea.
People are writing it really bad.
He has to pretty much harpoon the fish in the end to kill it. It's a giant fish, and it's not getting tired by him fishing it.
And sexy then, fishes.
Then he has to kill the sharks that try to eat the fish that he
caught. Did he get the consent of the fish to hook them, though? That's the...
I don't think so.
As long as he didn't yell at the fish about their masks, then I think we're okay. Roberto, you're next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Roberto?
Yes, I am.
All right, Roberto, here's your headline. America's clown Jerry Lewis accused of sexual assault by co-stars 5 years after his death.
Oh, that seems woke.
That is woke, yes.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
I'm going to let you take this explanation because you're the Jerry Lewis guy.
Yeah, I've never been... I think I've become more of a Jerry Lewis fan in recent years, not because of this, obviously, but... What?
After reading this story about assaulting people sexually from the grave, I am all in on Jerry Lewis.
Grace has lost it.
I gotta rewatch the telephones.
I didn't assume you became a fan because of these headlines. Taylor's like, the clickbait worked. I'm a big Jerry Lewis guy.
You have to say these things.
Okay, well, I think that's 5 years after he's dead. I mean,
well, there's no wrong time to come out and say these things. And I will say this is not a big surprise. If anybody knows anything about Jerry Lewis, he was a very lecherous person.
Was he the one who sang Goodness Gracious, Great Balls of Fire?
No, that's Jerry Lee Lewis. I can see where the confusion lies, though.
Oh, good.
Jerry Lee Lewis is still alive, however. and Jerry Lee Lewis probably will be in a Woker joke story quiz. he's the one that married his cousin.
Yes. Okay, good. I knew he was involved in something weird, yeah. Too. Babette, you're next on the Grace Curley Show. Are you ready for your headline, Babette?
I'm all ready for it. Go.
All right, Babette, here's your headline. Bald-headed Men of America Association pens letter to White House encouraging Biden to embrace his baldness.
I'm going to go with joke on that.
That is a joke, yes.
By the way, that was a joke.
But the bald-headed men of America is all too real.
Oh,
that is an actual association.
You know, I was just thinking about it because he's not too bad, like, as far as what he doesn't try to fake anything. You know, he just has it the way it is.
Oh, he fluffs up his hair. Oh, yes, he does. He's got plugs, Grace.
Well, nowadays, I don't even consider that faking. I just mean, like, he's not pushing it all to one side,
yes,
you know?
Yes, he does.
Because I think if you're going to get, you know, if you're going to get a hair restoration, that's great.
No, he's got a huge comb over. Whatever's left up there, he's got somebody that fluffs it up. He's got a fluffer. He's got a fluffer. Girl.
Okay. Again, you're the expert on these things.
The Bald-Faced Liar Society of America, I believe, would be interested in Joe Biden.
Lee, you're next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Lee?
Yes, Grace, I am.
All right, Lee, here's your headline. Proposed Illinois bill would make drunk sex illegal.
I hope it's a joke.
So what's your answer?
Joke.
That's incorrect. That is woke. But I will say, the headline that I did not write...
Not a joke.
Is a bit misleading because it delves into people who have been assaulted while they were passed out, which I would think would fall under the traditional terms of sexual assault and rape. But this adds measures to it.
All right, let's go to Rob. You're next on Woker Joke. Are you ready for your headline, Rob?
I am. Let's do it.
All right, Rob, here's your headline. Ukrainian-American comic writer to make Russian X-Men villain Omega Red, a clone of Putin, in Boys from Belgrade story arc.
I'm going to go with woke on that one.
That one's a joke.
Oh, nice.
By the way,
Rob.
That was a joke. That's not true.
We have time for one more, Taylor, so I'm going to let you just read me this last headline, and I'll do my best.
Right. I just want to say I came up with that headline, so I guess this is like a poor man's copyright. If anybody want to write that story, I had the idea first.
Whenever I hear comic book, that's a good one for Woker Joke, because I always assume it's woke.
Oh, yes.
Because comics are getting so woke now.
Yeah.
All right, Taylor, lay it on me.
All right, Grace, here's your headline. International Cat Federation bans Russian cats from competitions.
I saw this already. It's woke.
It's woke. Yeah, that's true.
But again, why are we taking this out? And I'm not, everyone who listens to my show knows, I don't have a problem with animals. I do my thing, they do their thing, we leave each other alone.
Sounds like you have a problem with animals.
No, I love bunny rabbits,
By the way,
I like dogs, okay?
Greatest song on that soundtrack.
But here's my issue. As someone who's not even a huge animal person, like I don't have any pets, I take issue with this because it's not the cat's fault that they are Russian. You know, they're just doing their thing and now they're not allowed to compete. It seems like we're... I love this song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it. You can't choose where you're born, Grace.
Yeah, it's not the cat's fault. And where are the cat people? Where are the cat people who are, you know, standing up for these cats?
I've fallen silent on the cat issue today.
And you're a cat guy.
I'm allowing atrocities like this to happen.
It's just sad.
Before our very eyes.
844-500-4242.
Slitted yellow green eyes.
They didn't need to name the cat Yuri Lewis, though. That was pretty...
We'll be right back with your calls. It's 844-500-4242. We're going to play a little bit more of Joe Biden, and we have an update from the pro-mask protesters who are singing in New York City. Don't go anywhere.
Not a joke. Not a joke.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show. Start the afternoon off right.
Now what? Here comes a girl. Here she is. This is just the best part of my day.
It's Grace Curley.
Welcome back to the Grace Curley Show. I have a cut here I want to play, Jared. I think I sent it to the Twitter. It's Pete Buttigieg, and he's talking to Stephanie Ruhle. And listen to what he says is on the table. Because like I said before, everything's on the table except for anything that might help America. So listen to what else, what other tool they might be willing to use.
Could the president possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline, working something out with Iran?
I mean, look, the president has said that all options are on the table, but we also need to make sure that we're not galloping after permanent solutions to immediate short-term problems where more strategic and tactical actions in the short term can make a difference.
All right, that wasn't the one I was thinking of. There's a cut of him saying, oh, do we have it now? All right, let's play it.
President possibly consider authorizing the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, it's the same cut.
Well, in that cut, though, she says, buying oil from Iran. And so that's on the table. Do I have that right?
That is correct. Yes, we can buy oil from Iran, but God forbid we frack in Pennsylvania.
We wouldn't want that. That is just a bridge too far for us. Dan, you're next with Grace on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Dan.
Grace, you know, I listen to financial advisors and things like that, and that, you know, trying to get some kind of a financial timeline to this whole problem. And they're looking like 6 months. How do you see all of this, you know, war going on? Do you think it's going to exceed 6 months, or do you think it's going to be all, how can I say, negotiated and wrapped up by then?
See, I don't know. When I look at the speed in which this is going, I was thinking it could be over very quickly. If you looked at just the facts of how many troops Russia had amassed on the border, you would think it'd be over quickly. But Russia's actually meeting a lot of resistance in Ukraine, and I don't know. I did read some pieces today saying that we shouldn't get our hopes up that this is going to be wrapped up in a very short amount of time. This is very messy. A lot of people are dying. And I don't know. You know, Dan, I tell people this a lot. This is something that I'm keeping my eye on. I'm trying to bring on experts, but I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have some crystal ball when it comes to this war that's unfolding. I do know that as far as what we're doing here in America, and I was thinking about this today because someone tweeted out, you think Donald Trump would have taken Americans intervening in this off the table? And I don't know whether or not he would have, because I know he wouldn't have wanted to send American troops in there. But I will say that putting anything off the table when you're dealing with someone like Putin is not a smart idea. Because at least then you always have this looming threat of maybe we will, but now we've kind of said it so many times that it seems like we're going to stay out of it. I don't know. 844-500-4242. When we get back, we'll be talking about China and Russia.